Thomas Massie, Biden pushing gun controls that have already failed. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 15, 2023. Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, responded to President Biden's Tuesday executive order on background checks by noting the president is pushing gun controls that have already failed. Breitbart News reported Biden bypassed Congress with his executive actions, directing Attorney General Merrick Garland to move the country as close to a universal background check system as possible. Congress has not passed universal background checks, and one of the reasons for that is because a gun registry is necessary in order for universal background checks to work. On April 28, 2021, the National Shooting Sports Foundation noted, "The glaring problem with universal background checks is they are unenforceable without a mandatory national firearm registry." Biden's executive order also focused on red flag laws, gun storage, and investigating the marketing methods used by gun manufacturers. The Associated Press noted that Biden's order also mandates better reporting of ballistics data from federal law enforcement for a clearinghouse that allows federal, state, and local law enforcement to match shell casings to guns. Fox News pointed out that Rep. Massie indicated Biden's focus on the ballistic fingerprinting of guns was more or less a focus on science fiction. Massie outlined Maryland had ballistic fingerprinting requirements for time, then dropped them because the state was spending millions on the idea but not solving any crimes. On November 8, 2015, Breitbart News explained that Maryland dropped its ballistic fingerprinting requirement after spending $5 million without zero results. Massie also noted Biden's other gun controls, universal background checks, red flag laws, gun storage requirements, etc., already exist in California, where they are failing miserably. He said, "California has got a higher than average mass public shooting per capita and they've got some of the strictest gun laws." Massie added, "In fact, Biden went to Los Angeles County. Unless you're white and well connected, you probably can't get a permit to carry a concealed firearm there. Fewer than 1 in 5,000 have a concealed carry permit in Los Angeles County." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.